Well, today is the feast day of the great St. Thomas Aquinas. Today is January 28th. St. Thomas Aquinas was perhaps the greatest mind that the church has ever produced. He was a Dominican priest and a doctor of the church. He's called the angelic doctor because of his theology is so profound and such a blessing to the church. He was born in Aquino, Italy, in the year 1225 into a very wealthy and noble family. He was a brilliant young student. At the age of five, he was sent off to study at the famous Benedictine monastery called Monte Cassino, where St. Benedict and Scholastica are buried. So he was sent off to study there. He spent many of his years, his teenage years there. His parents wanted him to perhaps join that order. It was a very wealthy, prestigious order at the time, and they expected him eventually to be the abbot of this famous monastery. And so, of course, he was very brilliant in his studies, but he was also very innocent, very pure of heart. On one occasion, his friends, who always teased him, they called him the dumb Sicilian ox because he was a very large young man, and they said to him, "Thomas, quick, look out the window. There is a cow flying." And so Thomas, in all his innocence and naivete, went over and looked, and there wasn't a cow flying in the sky. And so they all started laughing at him. And he said to them, "I would rather believe that a cow could fly than that my friends would deceive me." That was his innocence and his beautiful soul. So at the age of 14, he went off to study at the University of Naples. Again, he was a brilliant prodigy with his intellect. And this is where he met the Dominicans. And the Dominicans were really a brand new upstart order. They had just started a few years before with St. Dominic. And this is very early. This is about the 1240s. And he was 18 years old, and he fell in love with the Dominicans because of their spirituality of prayer, of study, and of preaching. They're called the Order of Preachers. So he, believe it or not, he joined this mendicant, this begging order of preachers. His family was furious, and they obviously did not want him to join this brand new order of preachers, these beggars that would go around and teach and beg. They wanted him to belong to a wealthy monastery like Monte Cassino and be the abbot. So the Dominicans knew that they had such a treasure in Thomas with his intellect, so they decided to take him sort of secretly from Italy to Paris, where he could study and continue his get his doctorate. Well, his brothers heard about this, so they organized a troop of soldiers to do a blockade on the road. And so they set up a blockade, and they kidnapped Thomas Aquinas. So he was then captured and imprisoned in the family castle for about a year. His brothers wanted to discourage his vocation to the priesthood, and so they hired a woman of the streets, a prostitute, to go in to try to seduce him. And when Thomas saw her come through the door, he ran over to the fireplace, took the hot brand, and drove her out with the hot brand. And that's what he felt. That's how much he was in so committed to following God's will. Well, eventually, his sisters helped him to escape from the castle, and he was able to get to Paris. Even the Pope had to get involved, and the Emperor had to get involved to appease his family so that he could join the Dominicans. So now he's in Paris. And he comes into contact with his great mentor. His great professor would be St. Albert the Great, Albertus Magnus, the greatest teacher of his day. And so under Albert the Great, St. Thomas Aquinas became a great theologian. So he is now 27 years old. He's in Paris. He gets his doctorate in sacred theology in the year 1256. 3 years later, the Pope himself asked him to be his personal theologian. So when we look at the life of Thomas Aquinas, we see that he certainly was one of the greatest intellects of all time. They say he never forgot anything he read. He would have four secretaries, and he would dictate to all four secretaries at the same time four different works. One about the angels, one about the Eucharist, one about the Albigensians. And so he was able to be so brilliant in being able to memorize Scripture and be able to systematize it. So he compiled the greatest work in theology probably that's ever been written, the Summa Theologica, the Summa of all theological knowledge, five volumes. And by the end of his life, in fact, there's the true story of how he was taken up in a dream, in an ecstasy, up to heaven, and he heard a couple notes of heavenly music, and he saw a few glimpses of heaven. And when he came back down into his, whatever this out-of-body experience was, whatever this mystical experience was, he never wrote again. He said, everything I've written is straw compared to what I've seen. Imagine that. He's talking about the Summa. So actually never completed the Summa. And he has been called the wisest of the saints and the saintliest of the wise. But he also said that he learned more from gazing upon the crucifix than reading any other book. He said the crucifix, that was the school of saints. That was the school of sanctity. He was also very practical. I remember when I was discerning my vocation after Christendom, I guess my junior year of Christendom, I went to the Philadelphia Diocese, went to Arlington Diocese. I wasn't sure where I was going to go. I went up to the Oblates of the Virgin Mary in Boston to check out that order, because they were a very, very good order devoted to Our Lady. And Peter Kreeft, the great theologian, was teaching in the seminary at the time. So I sat in on his class, and I remember one thing he said about Thomas Aquinas. He said Thomas was very practical. Somebody once said, Thomas, what do I do when I'm a little bit depressed? And you would think, well, Thomas would say, well, go kneel before the Blessed Sacrament for an hour or pray the Rosary. He didn't say that. He said, have a glass of wine, a warm bath, and a good night's sleep. That was this great saint. Now, he's not talking about clinical depression, okay? That's a whole different thing. But he just says, what if you're feeling down? Glass of wine, a warm bath, and a good night's sleep. So Thomas Aquinas died at the age of 49. Can you imagine that? Very young, 49 years old. He was on his way to the Council of Lyon. That's why he's buried in southern France in Toulouse. And the priest on his deathbed heard his confession. And when he left, the priest was weeping because he said, I just heard the confession of a child. That was his childlike soul. This brilliant theologian was a childlike soul. So he combined the rare gift of brilliance with humility. Unlike many theologians that get very proud, Thomas remained humble, and he gave all the glory back to God. That's why he's a patron saint of students, theologians, and Catholic schools. So just lastly, I would just recommend, what should you do if you want to learn more? Well, certainly read about him, but if you want to read his writings, you can try to tackle the Summa Theologica. There's also a book, Tan puts it out, I think it's still in print, called A Tour of the Summa. So A Tour of the Summa, which is a sort of a summary of the Summa. But then my favorite one is a book about the size of the Imitation of Christ. It's called My Way of Life. And it was a Dominican priest who summarized the Summa into much more understandable language called My Way of Life. So I would recommend that one, because that will really help you to really understand this great saint, St. Thomas Aquinas. So I'll give you a blessing now with his relic. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Thomas Aquinas, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.